Couple things that I was thinking about today. It's really frustrating to me when reps don't avail themselves of the tools that are available to them.
Mm.
So that's just been on my mind. So I want to talk a little bit about today about diving in and using the tools that you're given to help you be more effective in the field.
Love it. All right, we'll use your topic and not mine. Mine's next week then. I call dibs.
What's your topic?
It's the DRST of sales, but later, different day, different time. Next week. All right, the tools.
Okay.
On this week's episode of the Selling Podcast, we talk about using the resources and tools for sales.
All right, we're recording.
With over 50 years and millions of worldwide traveled miles between the two of us, we have tasted defeat and relished in sweet, sweet victory. Looking for inspirational entertainment, motivation, and practical insights to drive your business? Welcome to the Selling Podcast.
Specifically, I'm thinking of CRM.
Oh.
And here's...
Mike, we just lost everybody listening. Everybody just jumped off.
Okay, then we only want the best people to listen. Because, seriously, think about this. And I don't know of a lot of companies that have any kind of sales, if they're an established company, that don't use a CRM. But it's getting the sales reps to understand exactly what a CRM can do for them and how to use it. Because I know in my personal experience, I've struggled with, well, me personally, I hated doing any kind of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it all take care of itself. But that doesn't mean that I didn't have a way that I did planning and everything. But I think now it's a good opportunity for sales reps to recognize, I know I need to structure my weeks, my days, and my time effectively, and the CRM can help me do that.
Here's the reason behind it. So many times after a good meeting where I gather a bunch of information, I think I am totally going to remember this. Like, there is no way, no way at all I am going to forget what these people just told me at all. Like, it's so impactful. Next time we meet, yeah, going through the meeting, and they said, hey, remember when we told you this, and that's why this, what you're saying, isn't applicable? And then it's a realization of, oh, yeah, I was never going to forget what you just told me. And so, yeah, after it happens, I'm so confident I'm going to remember, don't need CRM. And then when I do use CRM and I can go back and look at what the next thing in the process is, what was stated, like, that's where it becomes so advantageous. And then I'm so glad that I do use it.
Yeah, you and I have worked with some of the best reps that I've ever known around the country.
Yep.
And universally, not a single one of them can remember at the end of the day the conversations, in-depth conversations they had at the beginning of the day. Just the human brain isn't wired to do that.
Michael, let's talk about the steps of using a CRM effectively then. Because this is where I go wrong. It's funny, the podcast here, Mike, I use it as a self-help and you use it as a soapbox. Like, it's the greatest thing ever. It makes me so happy. All right, so I'm going to go on the self-help side and you go on your soapbox. So
okay,
here's some of the challenges. One, I don't think it's necessary. I think I can remember it all. And that's sure. And that's obviously wrong. And so I'm trying to save time. Okay, that's the first one. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to save time by not putting it in. I don't have the time to spend.
Okay. And I hear that quite a bit.
Okay. My number two, there's been many times when I've used CRM, I'm reading my notes, I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. Like, I have no clue what I just put in here.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Well, 100% it is. But what it is because I think it's like, oh, I'm totally going to remember these events, that I don't need to put it in as detailed as I think I do. And that's where I'm wrong.
Yeah, I've got pieces of paper on my desktop and I've got phone numbers written on them. And at the end of the day or the next, you know, a week later, I look at that and go, whose phone number is that?
See, I'm not the only person.
Why do I have it written down? It's universal. It happens to everybody.
Maybe it's not a telephone number, but a lottery ticket. Anyway.
The winning lottery.
So be detailed. Be detailed in the sense of, hey, when somebody else is reading this, are they going to understand exactly what's needing to happen?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct.
Number three is, if I do write it all down, I don't go back to it. Like, I don't go back to review. So even if I do write it all down and it's detailed, I don't review it. And then what's the purpose of having it and doing it if I don't review it?
Yeah, I've got a great story about a rep named Rick that I thought was absolutely brilliant about not going back and reviewing. He had in the back of his car, because we were driving around seeing different accounts. That's the nature of the beast right then. He had journals. I mean, leather-bound journals. And his handwriting was so precise and neat. We got in the car. It was 130 degrees, and he didn't turn on the air conditioning.
Wait, why didn't he turn on the air conditioning?
I don't know.
Is his name really Rick?
Yes.
Good, so we're not trying to save or protect anybody.
Well, it didn't give you his last name.
His telephone number is...
But Rick would sit down in the car and he would start writing these neat little paragraphs. And then he'd close the book and put it in the back seat. And I looked back there and he had three different books back there. I said, Rick, what do you do with all the information you collected? He said, I don't know. I was just told that I should keep record of everybody that I talked to. So that, and I thought, that's brilliant, but useless if you're not going to use it.
That is absolutely useless.
Yeah.
Like, how do you organize all that information?
That is the beauty of CRM too. We'll get into that.
The last one is, if you, so don't review. And then from my side, you know, one of the main issues that I find with CRM is I don't utilize the analytics to pull all the information together.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't, there's so much good information and connectivity and I don't leverage it for my good. And that's where I fall with CRM. Yeah.
There's one more that I hear all the time.
Yeah.
Besides the I don't have time, and it's never really spoken this way, but this is the underlying fear, I think. When you say, yeah, I'll use CRM, reps have a tendency to think of that as a commitment to deliver that number. If I put it in writing, you're going to hold me accountable to it. I don't want to put it in writing. But that's not really the means or the reason you're using CRM. They're looking at it as big brother watching over you and making sure you're doing the right things. And, you know, it's you're being spied on.
One other one, I think, is if we're going down that route, is it makes people feel like it makes you replaceable.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I have...
You are replaceable.
I have the information in my head. And if you get rid of me, you get rid of all the information in my head. But if I write it all down, then you have it. You can replace me and you have all my information in my head. Like I'm one step faster to being out the door. And that is so far Correct. From true.
Well, it's true if you're not any good.
But then it doesn't matter what's in your head or not anyway.
Right. But then you're on the way out. Anyway. And if you really think you're important... Pull your hand out of a bucket of water and look for the hole.
Easy, Mike. Mike, we don't,
No, I guarantee you. In sales especially, nobody is irreplaceable.
Okay, while I agree with that statement, just that blanket statement, what I don't agree with is I spent so much time thinking how replaceable I was. That somebody else could come in here, pick up my CRM, read everything, and then be off to the races and do just as well as I was doing. And that's not true. Like, it's going to take them some time to get there.
Now,
because I was thinking with CRM, I could just jump in, or somebody could just jump in and start running. When you take over a territory for somebody who kept up with the CRM, you realize how hard it is that that's not always the case. There's intricate relationships that have been built over time, and you can't just jump in those. Like you got to work your way in. And so, yes, while a CRM, I agree with you once again, everybody is replaceable. But that being stated, it might take some time to replace them. And there might be some
loss. No question.
Just because you have a CRM doesn't mean that, you know, by having your CRM, you're not... that much faster. By having a CRM, You're not that easily replaced. More so than you normally
I
would.
I know what you mean. But think about this too. What is a CRM? What is a CRM actually providing back to the company? Customer information.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase information. Doesn't the company already have that? They're selling products. If I'm a rep for a company and I'm going out and I'm selling something, who do they get their invoice from? Not me as the rep. Mm-hmm. Who do they get the product from? Not me as the rep. They're dealing directly with the company. So sometimes reps get caught up in this thing of it's not the jockey, it's not the horse, it's the jockey.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, it is the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time. And all those relationships, your tribal knowledge of the territory, that is hugely valuable to a point. But then you become replaceable. Because the other person that comes in behind you, they're going to be able to pick up and they'll be able to piece it all together. The CRM system just helps you understand how you plan to hit this number. That's the only thing it's doing.
And to your point, if it's a good company, they're going to, if you're replacing somebody or somebody's coming in to replace you, they're going to be able to see, hey, you had 20 widgets sold and the person who called in or to place the order was Pam. Great. We're going to go talk to Pam. Like, I mean, it's not that hard to put some pieces together.
No. But think about what CRM does in the future. If I'm new to the territory or if I've been in the territory and I've already sold 20 widgets to Pam, but I look at Pam's business and Pam and I have that relationship, I can see she can use more of product Y in addition to those widgets. Mm-hmm. There's a process for moving Pam through this. There's steps in the sales process. Those are clearly identified in the CRM, how to move a customer from prospect to confirmed.
Yeah, it's all the DRST of sales. Man, I really wish we could have spoken about that today.
We should.
With the CRM, if you're not using it, and if the majority of your company or your sales peers aren't using it, there's a good probability that the company is not using it the way they should.
Oh, absolutely.
So the company, while you're worried about, hey, are they going to extrapolate all this data from the CRM, you know, i.e. pipeline reports and all that stuff, the reality is if you're not doing it and your peers aren't doing it, the company's not focused on it, the company's doing nothing with it. And the company should, because when they do, then they're going to be able to help you out more and say, hey, in your pipeline, you have this and you're focused on this product. We've done no marketing on that whatsoever. Let's give you some resources. Because if they're going to see numbers associated with it, the company is going to want to push that product.
Absolutely. And CRM it's only been in the past, 10 years that the development of a good CRM has kind of exploded. How long has Salesforce been around? Maybe longer than that.
I don't even know. But yeah,
call Aaron.
Yeah.
Call Aaron and ask him.
Yeah, we should take it. Because it hasn't been, when I started, that wasn't it. It was paper. It was pen and paper.
No. Yeah.
And I started in 2007.
See, I'm dating myself. We used to chisel it into stone. I mean, it was really
magnificent.
Terrible that we could. Yeah, but
the longevity.
How many times did you, permanent records. How many times has a rep driven away and left that yellow pad on top of their car and then all their history and their territory is gone?
Yeah, I've done it.
It happens.
Well, and then I took my binders and binders. Every time I'd finish a new binder, I'd take it and I'd put it in the storage unit.
And what would you do with it later?
Later, like when?
2 weeks later. After you put it in the shed.
Did you say done. 12 years later? Yes.
Exactly. Yes. But think about this. The industry is changing. Sales in general is changing. And if you are in an environment now where they're asking you to use a CRM, my recommendation is jump in, become a master at using. And this requires time. And I know that. And I know it takes away from your selling time. But sales is a process and it requires an administrative time too. There's a time to sit down and plan this out. The CRM system is really just a way to keep track of that and help you plan to meet your quota.
Mike,
bottom line.
You say people, if they're asked to do a CRM, Mike, if they're not asked to do a CRM with their company, there's only two things that I think of. One, it's a very young startup company and they have no idea what they're doing. And so you need to be the one to implement the CRM. Or number two, get out of that company. Like if they're not willing to invest in a CRM in their larger company, like get out, because there's so much misinformation out there. There's so much confusion. There's like, it's not the right place. Get out.
That was kind of where I was headed. The companies that are not requiring to use a CRM system, any kind, any system, they're not requiring it of you. It means that either they have a system, but they're not utilizing it. Mm-hmm. They have a system, they're not forcing it on you or asking you to utilize it, which in the back of my mind, I'm thinking you're on your way out.
Oh, that's funny.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they're not asking me to really do this, they don't plan on keeping me. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is if I've got a CRM system and they are asking me, that's when even if they've got a CRM system and not asking, you need to jump in and become a master of the CRM system, because that is a transferable skill and it's going to make you much more marketable in the event that you decide to leave the company.
All right, Mike, here's my self-help session. Ready?
No.
Well, I need help. This is what this podcast is for.
I can get you somebody to climb.
You're supposed to help.
Oh, okay.
Mike, you're here to help. Mike, as a mentor, it's part of your responsibility. You've never agreed to be my mentor, but yourself, I appointed you my mentor. Thus, you must help me. That's part of it.
Okay. All right. Just remember, my advice is worth exactly what you pay for it.
Like all the time that I've invested in you, like it's worth a ton. All right. So I have a CRM. Use the CRM. It's great. I want to take my CRM and I want to be able to map out in more detail, in greater detail, the process I use. And so I have my own process and I've implemented it into the CRM. So it's all ready to go. I just need to do it and I don't do it. It's not part of my routine. I don't make the time. I complain to myself that I don't have the information when it's me who hasn't put it in.
So it boils back to that one thing, time, right?
But I know it's important. Everybody's given, like it is very important. Yeah.
Everybody's given the same 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. What you do with it is your decision.
I think some people are given more time. There's a lot of people who just accomplish more than I do.
Okay, this morning I got up at 5 a.m. I don't know why, because
you definitely accomplished more.
I've got things I have to do. I didn't want to get up at 5 o'clock, but I've got some deadlines and I've got things that I'm working on that I have to get done. If you've got...
You cheated. You have an hour head start. No wonder you can do more.
No. No. You're denying myself 10 hours of sleep, you know? Whatever.
10 hours. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
And I'm not watching reruns of Friends or something on TV. And that's the sacrifice that I'll make. But in your case, Scott, every time that you're doing something that is non-productive, it's not an equal to. Mm-hmm. But you have to decide what you're going to give up in a non-productive, enjoyable phase of your life to put it into CRM. And the simplest way to do it, the absolute simplest way to do
it. Don't eat lunch.
Are you getting lunch? Mm. Don't do an hour lunch. Do a half an hour lunch. And actually schedule the time on your calendar and just live by the calendar. Don't deviate from the calendar.
Calendar blocking.
Mm-hmm. That's the simplest way I found. And sales reps have a really hard time doing that because they think, well, I can't spend time in the office because then I'm not selling. And that's just wrong. Well,
and I feel like everything's... So, okay, here's my mental psyche. And here's why I find it difficult. After I get done with a meeting, and let's say I have back-to-back meetings. After I get done with a couple meetings, I open up my email and I see an email from yesterday of somebody asking me a question. And so automatically what I do is I open up the email and I start answering the question, even though I don't have the answer for it. And I'm about ready to, in the email, I'm saying, hey, if you could give me, you know, an hour or two, you know, let me do some research and let me get the answer for you. The problem is this was an email from yesterday. So me responding at right then and saying, hey, give me an hour. They've already given me 23 hours and I'm just asking for another. I mean, I can only imagine them opening up the email and saying, you're going to, why don't you just wait an hour and send me the response? Like, why are you wasting your time sending me this email? But for me, I see it, and this is the first time I've seen it. So all of a sudden now it's like, oh, this is really important. I need to respond to this. Instead of putting myself in the customer's position and saying, hey, you didn't respond within the first hour. Like, okay, I know you're going to get to it. Take an extra hour, figure it out, and just one response back. Here's your answer. Here it is.
And that becomes the challenge too, because then you're trying to master the communications process and get into the customer's mind.
So right? The reason I share that is because it's that whole thought process of time. Like when I see something, it automatically jumps to the front. After my meeting, I need to just make the time. And getting back into the car was always the good, break for that. After you were in an account, got back in your car, you had your notepad to the side. Great, I'm going to sit down and write on my notepad. Or before you left an account. Like there was always a system before it, for it to happen. Now, as I'm at a desk all day, I don't have that system built in. And it's eating me up because I have to build that system, which is after I hang up, I just need to go in, fill it out in CRM, and then move on.
So here's what I would do. And this is just me. I book an hour for the meeting, but I know I'm going to close the meeting in 45 minutes. And then I'm going to take that 15 minutes and I'm going to put everything that we just talked about, put it into the CRM, put it into some kind of plan immediately after the conversation. Just like walking out to your car, if you're doing route sales, when you're walking back to your vehicle, you sit in the vehicle, plan it out so that you have 5 minutes to enter the data before you start the motor and drive off. That's going back to the Rick story. That's when he sat down and he entered that right then and there, which was hugely impressive, incredibly hot, and not practical because he was not doing anything with it.
Incredibly hot temperature-wise because he didn't turn on his air conditioning while you sat there.
Right. Yes.
So the challenge that I have, Mike, is I easily cancel myself before I cancel anybody else. So if I put 15 minutes at the end of my meeting, like if it's important to me, like in the meeting, I'm going to go long in my meeting. Like I'm very quick to cancel myself and my time versus somebody else's.
Protect your time. If it's valuable to you. Yeah. If it's valuable to you, you're going to protect it. The challenge that I have is getting sales reps to understand using the CRM correctly. Spending the administrative time to actually put together the right kind of plan is valuable time, and it's important time, and it's meaningful time. It's just a question of how you interpret what the CRM is for. Is it a spying technology and a babysitting technology, or is it a planning and structure and a sales aid? And that's the mind shift, I think.
And when it comes down to it, just to help make that mind shift, when you have a conversation with a prospect or client where you've had good notes and now you're able to take those notes into the future and prep a better meeting, a more effective meeting, you're going to save yourself so much time because you've taken that solid CRM notes. You're going to be able to move into that meeting. You're going to be able to move into whatever you're looking for to accomplish. And it's going to be more effective. It's going to be faster. It's going to be better, cleaner. And the end result is sales are going to go up faster because you have more organized clients and customers, prospects. They're all going to love it because you're on top of the game. You're helping them out, move their objectives along. And as your sales go up, it doesn't matter if Big Brother's looking over your shoulder, because your numbers are going to be up. You're not going to be replaceable. You're going to be seen as somebody who's extremely valuable. And so CRM comes full circle. It's only there to help you out. Don't fight against CRM.
Well said. And that is the mind shift, right? But it's developing that habit. And start with scheduling enough time after every meeting, at the end of every day, and enter the information. It will make a difference in your sales.
Really wish we could have talked about the DRST of sales. It's too bad.
Next week. Next week. Right. We've got next
week.
So
excited. I can't wait.
In the meantime, subscribe, like, leave us a review, all those fun things. Reach out and talk to us. Let us know if we're on the right track, your feelings about what we're talking about. If you've got ideas and something you want us to talk about or have you on as a guest, let us know.
Use your CRM. It doesn't hate you as much as you hate it.
Good way to put
it. See you, Mike.
All right. Take care, Scott.